Hello, everyone, and welcome to Are You Freaking Serious? Well, I just want to share with you some thoughts I have about the world today as far as language is concerned. Now, many people know that I've written several books. You can go to Amazon and you can find them there, from novels to self-help books, and hopefully you'll find a few and, you know, buy them. That'd be great. But irrespective of that, I'm the one that believes in the language, believes in what the definitions are. But we're great in changing definitions today, from what's a man, what's a woman, how do you feel, success, failure, etc., 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 etc. But the one that's got me bothered the most is the one about recession. Okay? So I'm listening to all the powers to be. I'm listening to President Biden declaring that the U.S. economy, I'm quoting now, is strong as hell. That's right. He says our economy is strong as hell. That's while he was eating an ice cream cone and kind of like a little out of touch with the populace. But he was echoed by his press secretary, the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, because she said, quote, economic indicators are not pointing to a recession. Now, I thought that was just the people on the left who were kind of talking about that. But then all of a sudden, you see some of the financial people like Bloomberg economist Anna Wong and Eliza Winger, who they're forecasting a recession probability in sometime in October 2023. The estimate is that it's going to hit 100%, that we're going to have a recession then. And that's up from about 65% in the comparable periods that their previous estimates were. Bloomberg Economics said that they use 13 macroeconomic and financial indicators to predict the chance of a downturn of horizons of 1 month to 2 years. Did I sound like I had a little cynicism in my voice? Yes, I did. I had to just shake my head. Then I listened to Jamie Dimon, J.P. Morgan Chase CEO. He warned the United States. He said, the United States is likely to fall into a recession in the next 6 to 9 months. He said the Fed's waited too long and did too little and is now clearly catching up. Okay, now, you know, Biden then came out a couple days later, this was, I think, yesterday, and he said, well, he did acknowledge that there's a chance the United States would fall into recession in the future. He said, but it was, quote, very, very slight. Then I listened to Dr. Doom. Now, if you don't know who Dr. Doom is, he's economist Nouriel Roubini. Like him, he's made some accurate predictions of market crashes, especially during the 2008 and 2009 financial crisis. And he just recently wrote in Time magazine an op-ed that talked about the recession that's coming will be mild and short-lived. But and they thinks that those people who think that, I should say, are dangerously naive. He said, I'm quoting now, there's ample reason to believe that the next recession will be marked by a severe stagflationary debt crisis. Okay, now I know that a lot of people believe that recessions are led by the housing industry. That's right. They tend to leave the economy in and out of recessions. And the slowdown right now, as far as the housing is concerned, is very noticeable. As a matter of fact, we just saw in the last day or so the U.S. home builder confidence, that's U.S. home builder's confidence level, has for October absolutely collapsed. The expectations were there was going to be kind of a small drop from 46 in September, maybe down to 43 in October. But the headline confidence index came out today, crashed to 38. That's the lowest since the COVID lockdown panic, the low then. And this low, no economist predicted this. And this is the 10th straight monthly decline in home builder confidence. This is the longest losing streak since the data began in 1985, 37 years ago. Okay, so maybe they're right. Maybe the home builders and the housing market is starting to show us, leading us toward recession. Well, as a matter of fact, Robert Dietz, who's the National Association of Home Builders chief economist, he said, and I'm quoting, while some analysts have suggested that the housing market is now more balanced, The truth is that homeownership rate will decline in the quarters ahead as higher interest rates and ongoing elevated construction costs continue to price out a large number of prospective buyers. I wanted to give the seriousness in my voice when I said that and giving Chief Economist Robert Dietz his due. Well, maybe I have to kind of step back and agree with all of these folks that there is a recession on the horizon. No, are you freaking serious? Because guess what? I'm old school. I'm the guy who believes that a man is a man and a woman's a woman, okay? You don't just feel like being something like that today. I'm sorry, but I just don't go along with it. I'm not part of the woke crowd. I'm not part of the feelings crowd. I'm a guy, especially when it comes to language, to be able to say what you mean and mean what you say. Now, I'm an economist. That's how I graduated. I came out not necessarily agreeing with, but taught by John Kenneth Galbraith, one of the greats of all times when I was at university. And the bottom line that I learned from the good doctor, what is a recession? You can bandy around it. You can dance around it. You can eat your ice cream cone and think maybe there will be, but not, but things look good, etc., etc. You can be the head of J.P. Morgan. You can be the head of Chase. You can be ahead of anything out there and say, I think it's on the horizon. You can be head and economist at Bloomberg. I see it out there. Well, if you don't look around and know what the definition is, because in the first quarter of this year, our GDP was down 1.6%. Yes, I said down. That was a negative 1.6%. And the second quarter, okay, we're talking January, February, March, April, May, June. At the end of the second quarter, we had another negative 0.9% in gross domestic product. Okay. I know that the National Bureau of Economic Research, that's the NBER, they dictate the start and the stop of recessions. They wait a few months, they might wait a quarter or two, but the bottom line is they don't make an arbitrary decision. It's not how I feel, it's not what I think. It's very simple. You get two negative quarters of GDP and you are in a recession. Period. End of story. Are you freaking serious? Okay, maybe I should say, you know, the guy who just died, the next door neighbor, maybe he should say, well, death isn't really that. It's you know, that's not the definition. Maybe it's just an extension of a sleep. I don't know. That sounded ridiculous. But the definition is what it is. And the National Bureau of Economic Research better come out very soon and tell us exactly. We are in a recession. Whether you like it or not, whether it's going to help you for as far as the election in November, it's going to hurt you, whether it agrees with what you think, the bottom line is we are in a recession. It is simple. Two negative quarters of GDP. Now, we could very well be approaching the next step, a third quarter, a fourth quarter, a fifth quarter. And then we're talking about not necessarily a recession, then I'd be agreeing with them. Could we be approaching that depression situation? You know, I think that we have a very clear mirror to the 1920s. And as we get into 29, as we get into 23 of 2023, mirroring a whole lot of 1929. And I think things are going to turn not just necessarily sour, but they're going to turn even more dangerous. Yes, I'm sorry, Mr. Diamond. I'm sorry, Jean-Pierre. I'm sorry, Mr. President. I'm sorry, all you folks out there refuse to listen to the definition and to accept it. Two negative quarters of gross domestic product. Let's face facts. We're not approaching a recession. We're deep into one. Are you freaking serious? You think anything other? Till next time, I'm Bill Tatro.